The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. North Texas doctors have delivered the first baby born in the United States to a mother with a transplanted uterus. This is the first time this has happened in the United States. The birth was the result of a clinical trial at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas. Dr. Robert Gumby said the patient did not want to share how far along she was in her pregnancy when her son was delivered via C-section, but he said both mom and baby were doing fine.
Mom has already gone home. The baby is on room air and eating, and the mom is anxiously awaiting him to come home.
Before this Texas birth, there were only 8 babies ever born to women with uterine transplants. All of them were in Sweden. The birth is a result of Baylor's uterus transplant clinical trial, which was first announced almost 2 years ago, and doctors there plan to complete 10 uterus transplants as part of this trial. The Louisiana State Police has had its share of controversies the past few months. Last March, its Superintendent Colonel Mike Edmondson resigned amid investigations into troopers using state funds for personal side trips to Las Vegas. And a recent Louisiana state legislative audit shows the former superintendent allegedly abused his position for personal use. Federal investigators are looking into these findings. Meanwhile, his replacement, Colonel Kevin Reeves, told the Baton Rouge Press Club yesterday that recent allegations into troopers collecting huge amounts of questionable overtime pay has been immediately addressed.
Upon finding out of the allegations, we immediately stopped LACE. And until there's some meaningful change that can take place in the program, then we'll see if we're going to open the program back up.
Reeves was referring to the Local Agency Compensated Enforcement Program, which is funded by district attorneys who contract with state police to provide extra patrols on local stretches of state highways. This fund pays for troopers' overtime and mileage. Reeves stated further that there's been a major change in how alleged infractions by troopers are being handled internally. Formerly, the superintendent alone decided if and what disciplinary action would be taken. Now, a disciplinary review panel meets, deliberates, and hands down disciplinary action.
I wanted to make sure there was no way that I could say, for this trooper right here, we're going to handle it this way, and I don't particularly care for that trooper, but for this trooper over here that I'm friends with, we're going to handle it another way.
Colonel Reeves says his agency's morale has taken a hit, but stresses the controversies are the actions of a few and don't reflect the conduct of the entire state police agency. Public Radio WRKF in Baton Rouge contributed to this report. And the Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports that Congress hasn't reauthorized funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program, known as CHIPS, which covers more than 48,000 children and pregnant women in Arkansas. The program covers some 400,000 women and children in Texas and 121,000 in Louisiana. It's set to expire in March, but the plan's future is uncertain. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. 90% chance of rain this morning. Expect a high of 58. Currently, it's 55 degrees and rainy in Shreveport, 50 degrees and rainy in Magnolia, El Dorado, 70 degrees and cloudy in Alexandria, Pineville, and 58 in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.